The African threat, we've been hearing a lot about that for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, AQIM, and others are just some of the names of terror organizations that have surfaced. Give us a sense of what the threats are and where they are and how they factor into your plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly there is a growing extremist and terrorist threat, in particularly in North Africa. We've seen that evolve over the last few years. In the shorthand that we use in the U.S. government is AQIM, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. Not all of the threats are Al-Qaeda, but there are many that are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. In the last 2 years in particular, since the Libya war and the breakdown of security in Libya and proliferation of many weapons around the region, particularly in the border countries around Libya, we've seen an increase in violence, increase of instability. For example, that unfolded in Mali over the last year, which is one of the reasons why the French decided to intervene earlier this year in Mali to help bring about greater stability there. That's an effort that we are supporting here in the department, and the United States is supporting the French. And in fact, today the Secretary, Secretary Hagel, will be meeting with his French counterpart, and one of the issues that they will discuss will be obviously French operations in Mali and their plan for stabilizing Mali in the future. So it's a topic of conversation we have often with our allies and friends in North Africa, whether it be helping these countries on border security, helping them on their counterterrorism capabilities, talking to them about some of the underlying issues that may help fuel extremism, economic deprivation, social injustice, the spread of bad actors throughout the region. So it's a complex set of issues. It's a difficult set of issues. It's one in which the Defense Department is one player in the U.S. government. This is a whole of government effort, I can say, in terms of trying to bring about greater stability in that part of the world. Our development colleagues have a big role to play. Obviously, our State Department colleagues, our intelligence colleagues, but it's a threat that 5 years ago was not something that was probably atop many people's lists in terms of threats around the world, but it's been increasing over the years, and it's something we're very focused on here today.
You mentioned specifically early on in your remarks helping other countries, helping allies, and you mentioned the nature of this threat being very serious, and the U.S. in the last few years becoming much more vigilant about it. Is the U.S. taking the lead on anything as far as the Pentagon goes, as far as the U.S. military goes? I know there have been discussions about sending troops to this place and to that place to do training, to do this, to do that, or the other. But is the U.S. taking the lead on any of this, considering this is a much closer gateway to the U.S. than Afghanistan was in 2001?
Well, I think I should start and be clear that at least so far we have not seen this threat grow to the point that it's been a threat to the homeland, unlike other areas around the world. That said, it's certainly a threat to regional stability. It is a threat to our allies in Europe as well. So the U.S. is certainly leading, but we are leading with others. This is an area of the world where particularly our European colleagues have very strong and historic ties to many of the countries in the region. In some cases, they have, from a military perspective, more forces in the region, far more forces than we do in the region. So they are, in some cases, are better capable of working with the partner governments than we are. That said, one of the key parts of our defense strategy globally that was outlined a year and a half ago in the Defense Strategic Guidance is to build partner capacity around the world. And I think nowhere is this more important than in Africa, where many governments mean well, but in some cases, particularly on the military side, lack capability to deal with the challenges that they face. So we are committed here from the Defense Department perspective is to help these partners build greater capability, whether that's in some cases greater knowledge about how one can train and plan against the threats that are evolving, and in some cases actual capabilities that we can seek to provide them. So going back to my earlier comment, it is a whole-of-government effort. It's not the Defense Department's a job alone to deal with the threats in that part of the world. But it's also not the United States' job alone to deal with threats in this part of the world. And it's a perfect example of how it's critical that we work with others to help solve these problems.
Staying with the military part of this, the weak nature of many of those governments in North Africa, the lack of capacity or capability to stop AQIM or to stop any other al-Qaeda-linked organizations from leeching out or secreting people into some of those European visa waiver countries, that's not a threat to the homeland to you in that sense?
I'm saying from how we look at the threat, we haven't seen direct ties back to that region. That said, it could certainly evolve into a threat to the homeland. One of our goals is to ensure that it does not do that. What I'm saying is we haven't seen that yet. That said, it is a huge concern for us. I think over the last 6 months, we've spent a lot of time here thinking about it, working with our European colleagues, working with our colleagues in the region. Africa Command, AFRICOM, General Rodriguez, who took command a short time ago. This is a key area of focus for the general and his team based in Germany. So what I can say and I can commit to you is that this is a threat that we understand, a threat that we watch very closely and that we're planning against, and that we are working with others to increase their capability.
You have also been faced with a significant change of players, leadership in that region of the world over the last few years. We started with, a couple years ago, calling this the Arab Spring, and it's gone through several machinations in terms of what we call it. But the simple fact of the matter is there's been a lot of transformation in terms of the leadership and direction of powerful African countries and some not so powerful. So I'm curious as to what the impact on the U.S. military has been of these transformations across the board specifically?
Well, it's very dependent on the specific situation. There are some instances, for example, Libya, where the U.S. military, for obvious reasons, did not have particularly strong ties, any ties, frankly, under the Gaddafi regime. Even though we had diplomatic relations, our military-to-military engagement was minimal. There is now a new opportunity for greater military-to-military engagement. Right now, the Libyan government's capacity is not particularly strong. So that's something we need to help build up. And we whether it's on reforming their defense ministry or helping them gain greater capability on border security, there are things that we can be doing with them, and we are working through some of that with them. In another example, to take the country to Libya's east, Egypt, obviously tremendous amount of change in Egypt since February of 2011 when Mubarak left, that caused a lot of turbulence in the region. It was a challenge for our relationship because of the historic ties we had had with Egypt and the close relationship that we had had with the Mubarak regime. That said, the Defense Department played a unique role throughout the Egyptian revolution in maintaining very strong ties with the Egyptian military, which has been a friend and partner of ours for over three decades. We still maintain that close partnership, even though now Egypt is led by a civilian, democratically elected president. It is incumbent upon the Defense Department to continue to have those strong ties military to military, even though the military in Egypt has now stepped back into its more normal role as worrying about the security of the country, not the governance of the country that civilians are leading.